systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, April 25th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And I'm Sean.
What up, bitch? It's Friday, niggas. What's happening, guys?
Not much.
How the fuck are y'all?
Good. How the fuck are you?
I am fan-fucking-tastic. Phenomenally
Braden.
Fantastic.
I'm sick thanks to you, man.
Nice. How's it feel, bud?
It feels shitty.
Yeah.
Finally caught herpes from him, huh?
Finally. It was only a matter of time I got his hepatitis.
Well, and I told you. I'm like, dude, I don't want to kiss you anymore because I'm sick, and then you'll get it, and then we'll just pass it back and forth forever, like AIDS and black.
Well, who'd you get it from?
Your fucking lead singer when we were
and
fucking
then I got
burning
it from
down.
You. Thanks.
I told you. I had the courtesy to say, hey, I am sick, so you might not want to smoke out of the same
pipe.
Yeah,
but it was too late.
Or kiss me.
It was too late.
Because
so
you were
matter.
Like, that, fuck it. We've been hanging out all day kissing each other and shit.
Well, because we both smoked.
Wow. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
We both smoked with Jay that one day, so
yeah.
I probably
smoked
got it
pole?
Then, too.
Yeah. Pole.
Pole.
The whole pole.
Wow.
Fuck yeah. So, yeah, this is episode 28 of this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The Jam Hole. We're almost to 30 fucking episodes.
Almost.
Which is almost to 60, which is damn near 100.
Well, that's halfway to 60.
Kind of historic.
Yeah, it is kind of. In as far as history in Montana goes, this is the longest running, most popular comedy podcast in Montana.
By default.
Because no one else is doing it. And I'll take it. Hey, I will take it.
That says a lot.
If anyone ever starts another one, we'll still be on top because we were the first.
That's right. By default, this is like being the designated driver and taking a drunk girl home and she happens to pass out on the way home.
Right.
Hey, you're going to take it. That's all I'm saying.
Opportunity.
Say no to that?
Opportunity. That's
right. Yes, sir.
A sign from God if there ever was.
Correct.
So,
vagina.
It has come to our attention that a lot
vagina.
Of people and vaginas.
Sorry, I just wanted to say vagina. I'll let you talk.
Okay, thank you. Well, a lot of people on the internet, mainly the Keith and the Girl forums.
And Distorted View.
And Distorted View are kind of hating on us. And
bunch of discrima haters.
Yeah, and you know, it almost made me sad. And then I remembered, it's the internet.
Yeah, who the fuck cares?
And I was like, oh yeah, none of this is fucking matters. But seriously, it is kind of funny to think that like all this fucking shit we do is actually negatively affecting people's real lives.
Yeah, well, probably. Well, because the internet is the only life that they have.
It probably is, my friend.
Well, it's forums, though. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Adult? That you go to work and have a job and have managed to survive this long in the world, and then we come along on the forums of a show we fucking love. We're going on the cruise. Well, I'm
love
going
it.
On the cruise. And we support and all this. And these people's lives are, I don't want to say being ruined, but they might lose
well,
a little sleep
you know,
over
you
it.
You know,
they're
man,
pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody gets smarter listening to this show.
Well.
Hey, you might learn something.
Yeah, I think all the 14, 15, 16-year-old kids, they're like, wow, I did learn something today.
Yeah. From the Jam Hole.
That's right. You can snort pixie sticks.
You can.
Right. That's right.
Wow.
And look for the ladies in pink shoelaces,
that's
boys.
That's right. And, man, when it's cold out, you're not going to just go in and say, boy, it sure is cold out. No, you're going to say, burn, nigger.
And you know what else that I thought
I'm
was...
I'm happy to have contributed that to society.
What else I thought was really funny was that everyone's saying that we're spamming our show everywhere.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Okay, we had two people who listened to our show called Distorted View, and then you called in.
Yeah, well,
like
I
you
always call,
do.
Though.
Yeah.
I called before I had a show.
And then we have a thread on Keith and the Girl.
Right. Now,
and that's it.
When I think of spamming, I picture like 1,000 fucking botnets all sending forum messages
right.
that say thejamhole.com.
Or tons fucking, of people calling in Distorted View.
Right, or a pre-coded script that has a WAV file recorded that says thejamhole.com that just dials phone numbers all
right.
day. Now, that's spamming. Leaving a couple couple messages. And mostly I did it, the whole distorted view thing, just to piss Tim off because I love the show. And, you know, he needs to know that he's not the only one out there. I just felt like we needed to just rattle his cage a little bit.
And, because,
and we did just that.
And because Richelli called in, he said something really funny.
Yeah, and fuck it. There's an intro to a show. Yeah, boom. Thank you, Tim.
if Richelli wouldn't have called in, he wouldn't have said that funny thing. And his show would have been that much less funny.
Yeah, I mean, we thank you, everybody. Haters and non-haters, discriminators, everybody. Thank you so much
for listening. Haters make players what they really are.
That's true.
And you know, by all those people...
That is true.
All the people on the forums just, like, giving a shit and just spending so much time posting in these threads.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's, like, you just they're feeding the fire. Like, that's what we want you to do.
You just made the Burr Nigger thread one of the more popular threads on that site.
It's, and, like, one of the most popular threads.
And what I really find funny is that I'm an idiot when it comes to forums. So I tried to post the picture. Like, the whole point of the thread was to show people, look, a fan of ours made this picture of a cold black dude and it says Burr Nigger, thejamhole.com. So I tried to put it on there and it didn't even show the picture, but we still got over like 1,500 views.
Someone linked to
it. And like 50 fucking replies. Yeah, well, granted that. But yeah, most of those replies have nothing even to do with black people or being cold.
Yeah,
so.
that thread.
Way to keep it on topic, guys.
People turn that thread into us like spamming our show, yet the thread is about this Burr Nigger thing that we made.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, way to stay on topic, guys.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the end. That's all I'm going to say about it. Fuck y'all, and the ones that like us, fuck y'all too.
And thank you.
And thank you for listening or not listening. Thank you for being haters. Let's see. The dream... Oh, man. I was at this place. This place I deliver to every week. It's a place... It's a dance studio, but it's a dance studio for little kids, right? So... This is so disgusting. It freaks me out that people are totally okay with this. But on their walls, they have pictures of these like 6, 7, 8-year-old girls dressed up in like little fucking mini skirts, doing that pose, you know, with the hand on the hip, with the ass kind of stuck out, full on makeup, looking like fucking whores. Uh-huh. And they're like, fuck you.
Yes.
They're just totally celebrating this and being like, oh, look how cute our girls look.
And the pedophile's like,
And you wonder why there's such a thing called pedophilia. If you motherfuckers would quit dressing up your 8-year-old girls like whores, guys wouldn't look at that and be like, oh, that's fucking hot. You know? Just stop it. Be fucking... If you're gonna dress your kids up like whores, you might as well let them drink and go out to the bars and get fucked like whores. If you don't want that to happen, then don't fucking dress them up like that.
What's gonna happen anyway? It doesn't matter.
You know, the butcher doesn't put the fine cut of meat out and not expect anyone to buy it. You know, if you're going to show the shit, then
so
people
are
going to grope it.
So are you calling these 8-year-old girls fine cuts of meat?
No, I'm calling them little fucking whores because that's what they are, and I call
so
them
as I see
them.
So what's that have to do with
them.
The fine cut of meat?
Well, it's the whole putting it on display thing, perv.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't get your analogy.
Why are you pitching a tent here?
I'm not
You plan on staying the night?
It's because I'm looking at you, cutie.
Oh, God. Yeah, I am still a little sick, but I like to say that my ninja immune system has finally defeated the final boss in this sickness, and I am on my way to recovery. So you enjoy the rest of that sickness, bud.
I started feeling it yesterday, and I woke up this morning feeling really shitty, but now I feel okay.
So what, Matt, are your antibodies like the fucking Lee brothers from Double Dragon?
Yeah, actually,
NES?
They're Double Dragon and Battletoads, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got some pretty good antibodies
for
there.
Sure, dude.
This, Battletoads.
Yeah, and you guys,
awesome.
If you don't believe me, just watch. See how many more episodes go by until you hear me being sick again. I guarantee.
Next episode, I won't be sick.
It won't
anymore.
Be for another year at least.
No,
so,
because
if you
they
guys want to make bets, we can do that.
Because they did the dragon uppercut and the giant ram head headbutt at the same time.
It all depends on who decides to smoke with us. And then, oh, by the way, I have herpes.
Yeah, that. Oh, I'm never sharing my pipe with anybody again, except for you, because I already know you have herpes.
Right, and you have it too, so.
And that's for life, guys. That's for life.
That's right. But hey, there's worse things out there.
Well, there's people like listening AIDS? Right now going, man, I'm glad I didn't give that kid my phone number. Oh, God. The next thing I want to talk about, we were looking at a place to rent here. A little, I like to call it a crack shack.
Or just a meth lab.
Yeah.
Shanty.
Yeah, and it, I deliver water to this rental agency, so I figure, fuck, while I'm in there, I might as well look for, see, you know, what they have available for places, because...
you're tired of living with your
little,
moms?
Yeah, getting a little sick.
And your brother?
Yeah, it's a full house up there, and I'm well now, I'm, you know, working, I'm productive, I'm ready to fly once again out on my own.
Another step.
I got... two left in this whole 12-step staircase.
And the last one is kill yourself.
I'm halfway there.
That should have been the first one. You need to skip the whole thing.
Well, that would have made it a lot fucking easier.
Yeah, it would have.
Well, you can't market a one-step program. Nobody wants to buy that.
Right. Well, what was that ab? 6-minute abs. Right. 6-minute. No. But yeah, this place, it sounded... Actually, I have the... where's the rental?
Yeah, you're ready.
Well, I didn't know I was.
Sorry, I put it in the briefcase in your Lexus.
Okay,
thank
you.
You're welcome.
I got it right here. So, for $450 in Montana here, what you get is a one-bedroom, three-quarter bath home.
Three-quarter?
Has a parking spot in the alley. Owner pays water, sewage, garbage. No smoking, no pets, lease required.
And now, is this the one, right?
That's that one we went and looked at. So I was like, oh, man, that sounds perfect. It's right in town. It's by where I work. This place, like, has a window looking out into the high school pretty much. So that's, like, prime real estate there.
And the bathroom isn't even a whole bathroom.
Yeah, it's so like... I get there, and I fucking drive by, and I'm looking for the house. And all of a sudden, I see this fucking, like, box.
Yeah, it's like a shed.
Yeah, it's shed.
It's as big as my bedroom.
Our
garage
up at the house I'm living now, at my mom's house, is bigger than that whole fucking house. So I just kept on driving. But, well, I try and get in the habit of not renting out houses that are smaller than my truck that I drive because I might as well just live in the truck.
Exactly.
And fucking do the show from the truck. Yeah, it'd be free.
We could just do it here still. And but you could just live right outside.
Wouldn't that house, that's like perfect pedo fucking house. Oh. It's right by the high school. This big. So the guy,
like whoever lives there, whoever rents that place next is definitely checking out the high schoolers while he's cooking up some meth.
Oh, for sure. As soon as I saw it, I thought meth lab. It's got to be. It's just a shit.
Just look at it. It's
but
disgusting.
For $450, I mean, that's like half a, or that's a week's worth of work. Don't you think the dollar would get you a little more than that shithole?
Not when it's not worth anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. The whole economy should adjust itself then, right?
Yeah.
So don't you think that a house, I mean, you would have something a little nicer to live in for $450 a month than that? No?
You would hope, but it's not going to happen.
Coming from the guy that lives in a trailer with his mom. That's funny, right,
That's
Sean?
That's awesome, dude.
It is awesome.
I mean, you can hang out with your mom all the time.
I wish I lived with his mom.
I got to drive 90 miles to see mine.
Yeah. So, that's all I'm going to really say about that. The next thing I wanted to kind of talk about with you fucking guys is the new Harold and Kumar movie.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't seen it. I saw this thing on MySpace for it. And it's called Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. And when I first saw it, I totally thought it was like a joke or like a spoof movie or something like that. But they're serious, you're gonna take these two guys that tried to find a fucking White Castle, and you're gonna have them break out of Gitmo, the place where we love to just what's that word? Redact. When you take somebody illegally and you put them somewhere else,
I don't know.
Rendition. When you fucking do a quiet rendition, I think that's what it's called.
I sure hope you're right.
Wow. If anyone knows,
is it acquisition?
No,
perhaps?
It's rendition. I think because that was that movie Rendition, and that's when
I see. I see. Yes.
I don't know. So it just seems really stupid that you're making this whole comedy movie about this place where people get taken to illegally and secretly, and then are tortured when the government's like, no, we don't condone torturing on U.S. soil, but we'll do it on someone else's soil. And then you make like a whole funny haha movie about it. It's like, well, if you're gonna do that, why don't we make a Harold and Kumar Escape from a Concentration Camp or something like that? I know it just seems
maybe
like
that would be the third one.
It just
I think that would be Harold and Kumar Gold Or no, I'm sorry.
Coomer Stein.
Harold Steen and Kumar Gold escape from a concentration camp.
Escape from the fucking death oven of Zing.
Yes. Right. Yes.
It just seems like they're trying to desensitize kids at a younger age now to things like Gitmo and war torture and just war in general.
Right.
I mean, we already have about, all the video games. It's like any kid that plays any of those video games, if you gave them a gun and told them, here's your mission objectives, go do it, half of them would be able to totally fucking get it done. Except for, I'm not saying like the ones that are really fat and into playing games all the time.
Yeah,
but the ones that are active, you know, like... people we know would be able to fucking do that shit. And it's all because of this just constant training and brainwashing.
I mean, playing these first-person shooters is just like training to be in the military pretty much.
Yeah, well, yeah, or to do something home, you know, like... If some shit happened here on our own soil, we have tons of guns everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, by playing those games, it's like just pretty much as good as going and joining the military and learning.
Right, minus the physical exertion.
But you would know how to shoot a gun from playing
these games. Exactly. It just seems weird.
I'm sure it helps your accuracy and everything.
Yeah, it just seems funny to me that we're making this movie now in the midst of all this shit that's going on. And
well, that's what always happens. They do that to distract everyone from the real problem.
Yes.
Yeah, Sean?
Yes?
You're killing
Hi, guys.
Hi. Are you gonna...
How's the show going?
Oh, not bad. Where have you been, dude?
Oh, I've been sitting right here.
Oh, okay.
Holding my cock. It's good.
All right.
My cock's still there.
Okay.
Which, you know, you'll understand when I read the story I have later about cocks being gone.
Yeah. Nice.
So, but mine is still here, so, you know.
That's good.
No big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal. So the last thing I want to talk about before we get into some Dr. Phil question Q&A here with Dr. Phil is...
That's me, y'all. Not the real Dr. Phil, but that's me.
Yeah,
spelled
not this
with
guy.
An F.
But yeah, with Dr. F I L O.
F I L E.
You get your Phil.
Dr. File.
First name, Pedo. Oh, wow. Pedro.
Excellent.
Pedro File.
That's wonderful. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes.
So a while ago in the UK, these guys made this thing. It's called the mosquito, I think. I don't know what it was called over there. But it's this thing shop owners put up in their like doorways, and it emits this frequency that supposedly only kids like 16 and under can hear.
Is it like those things for dogs that only dogs can hear?
Yeah, kind of. But it just emits this sound that just it hurts kids' ears, and it drives them away. So
That's
it keeps,
awesome.
Because I guess in Britain, there's a lot of kids, and they just loiter
around.
They
have a bad kid problem over there.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fucking running rampant everywhere.
Exactly.
Well, you know, over there. People don't bring their young children to restaurants.
Really?
Over
there,
leave those fuckers at home
exactly.
Like they should with their dogs.
Over there, it's socially unacceptable to bring a young child into a restaurant. Or children at all.
It should be socially unacceptable to bring a child into this world.
Like if you were in Britain and you had like a 4-year-old kid and you wanted to go to a restaurant, you would have to find a babysitter, because if you walked into that restaurant with your 4-year-old kid and said, do you have a booster seat? They'd say, you know, McDonald's is right down the road,
buddy.
So you're talking about just nice restaurants.
No, I'm talking about generally most restaurants.
Like an Applebee's even?
I guess I didn't eat at a lot of restaurants.
Well, you know, in England they call a jerk off a yanker, and, you know, they're different. Let's just face it, you know. Yeah, a wanker.
Right. Right.
But a yanker, you know, they don't like us, so, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Because we kicked their ass in World War II.
Wow. So they're selling this thing in the States now, and I got the idea that instead of making all the young little fucking whores with pink shoelaces, instead of making them wear bells so we can hear them... Whoa, my
nice,
bad, Cap.
Dude.
Move your mic from my hand. I need
dude,
this much
mic
area
is as
to
far
talk.
As it goes.
But instead of making the little whores wear bells so we can hear them coming, we, being the guys, we should take responsibility and get these mosquito things and carry them around in our pockets. That way... no matter where we're at,
right.
We will have this nice radius of, you know, a few hundred feet that, you know, any girl that comes into that radius, you'll know is over 18.
Right.
Because
they'll start screaming instantly.
Exactly. If they're not, they'll run away, which is usually
and that's
the reaction
excellent.
Anyway.
Right.
So.
Well, especially when girls come around you.
Right. Hey, exactly.
It's excellent because then we'll know what women really to go for, and those are the ones that are running away.
That's right.
Exactly. Those are the ones you got to chase after.
Hey, just like that, problem solved.
Hey, they're
good
to go.
We are solving problems. Problems left and right here.
Changing lives one at a time, buddy.
That's right.
One
whore at a time. All right, you ready for some Dr. Phil's there, mister?
I guess so.
You guess so.
Oh, and by the
That's
way,
the spirit.
Today's show was two tall cans of Budweiser.
Nice.
Just thought I'd throw that in there really quick, buddy.
Yeah. Sponsored by. All right. The first question comes from Francie Ray. Oh, goodness. This is going to be great. I have a friend whose daughter won't get out of bed in the morning. She fights and struggles each day to get her out of bed and doesn't know what to do. She had a field trip today, so it was easy for her to get up, but any other morning she can't get her out of bed, struggles with her for about an hour, and it is exhausting. What advice can you give me so I can help her with her daughter? She is a 5-year-old girl, not a morning person. Thanks. You are wonderful, Dr. Phil. I watch you all the time when I can.
Well, thank you. What was your name again, miss?
Francie Ray, R-A-H-E. Francie.
Well, F-Ran, all I got to say is, you know, let's take a cue from the LAPD right here. If somebody is not doing what you want them to do, the easiest way to get them to do what you want to do is beat the living bejesus out of their face.
You know, that seems to solve a lot of problems.
It does.
So you could almost alleviate most parents' problems with a good ass whooping, basically.
Look, you need to get real here is basically what boils down to.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
If you got a kid that's not listening to what you say, just punch him in the face. Beat the fuck out of him.
Seriously.
Yeah, tell them what to say. Hey, listen, now do you want to do what I say?
Let them know who's in control for once.
As far as her not being a morning person, I suggest, you know, don't give her any sugar after 5 and, you know, have 1 hour of chill time in the evening.
Maybe
and
a then, little meth and yes. little orange juice in the morning to
yeah,
get the day
exactly.
started.
And, nice. You know, a routine daily beating is good to keep kids in the shape you want
and
to be,
I
which
also
is
noticed,
submissive.
I also noticed, I mean, she is 5 years old. Really, how much does a 5-year-old weigh? I mean, you'd think you just grab hold of the girl's head and just fucking pull her out of bed. Problem solved, right?
You can have your woman do it. You don't even have to do nothing.
Yeah, they don't weigh much.
No.
All right.
You only got a man only has to start beating his kids when they get around 14 or 15.
Right, right. That's when they really
That's
start.
That's when they become whores.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, coincidence?
I don't think so.
Whether they're boys or girls, that's when a man has to step in
well,
and really just kind of lay it down.
If parents would actually be parents and beat the shit out of their kids, we wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
That's true, and I bet that would eliminate the whole emo problem also.
I sure hope so. Or they'll just be more emo.
All I have to say...
because you suck.
All I have to say is when somebody's freaking the fuck out on you, what do? You slap them in the face and tell them to get it together.
Get
well,
a grip on yourself.
Kids are basically freaking out from the time they're born, so
right,
there you go.
And you gotta get this girl into the habit of getting up in the morning. You're the rest of your life after you are done with school is gonna be 8 to 5 at some fucking corporate office, being some fucking secretary, making some
McDonald's?
Asshole some fucking coffee or that. It's gonna go one of two ways. All right, problem solved. You're welcome, Francie Ray. Next question comes from Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi. I know this is so off that I may be able to stump you. Shopping, I can see as a problem for people. I can't put myself in their shoes because it is a problem when they shop for themselves. I am very limbed on money and I will go out without...
fuck, I can't do that voice the whole time. I'm sorry,
is
guys.
She limbed on money?
Yeah, I am very limbed. I think
that's
she
horrible.
That sucks. That's worse than being limited.
Yeah, that's worse than having none at all. I'm very limited on money, and I will go without gas and God knows what to shop for food.
God does know.
That I
tampons.
Don't eat. I try to think maybe I just like to cook. That's not it either. I weigh 120 but can't stop shopping for food. What in the heck in wrong that I would spend money on this? I store it like a chipmunk. Not chipmunk.
So what the fuck is the problem then?
With an O.
Really?
Yeah.
I
hold on, I'm not done. Not about this, but I suffer for non-payment of bills. What the world is wrong with me? Phone number 810-245-7055, Debbie.
So what exactly is her fucking problem?
Well, for one, she can't fucking spell.
Well, yeah.
that's
that
a,
goes
that's
without
a pretty
saying.
Big problem.
I'm guessing she doesn't have a high school education.
Okay, so
an high school. I R no fu.
So basically,
she goes out and spends money on food that she doesn't eat, and that's her problem. She shops for food like other people shop for shoes. Yeah.
She's an impulse
but
buyer.
She doesn't eat the food.
No, she weighs 120 pounds. She's not a big fat fuck. She thinks it was that she likes to cook, but that's not it either. Ether. So,
that's not ether. It might
ether,
be the ether.
E-A-T-I.
Do you want to know what I think?
Yeah, you're Dr. Phil.
Yeah,
Doc.
Let's hear it, Phil.
I think that like most Americans, this Debbie lady person or whatever her name is.
Right, and if you guys want to call her, that was her phone
number.
Yes,
go ahead.
She put it in, so fuck it.
Just make sure you dial *67. That's
right.
Now, I think this lady, like most Americans, has this certain void inside of her life because, let's face it, you know, we live in the greatest country on earth, America.
America.
And in America, we have all the creature comforts provided for us with ease, required that we do a little bit of, well, let's say 60 years of slave labor to the man.
Right. Well, that's
corporation. Understandable.
Yes.
Right.
Well, that's the price you got to pay.
Yes. Oh, of course, that's the price of freedom.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's $1.05.
Right. Or $4.95 a gallon, depending on.
So, you know, having all these needs supplied to her, you know, Americans, we feel that we need something more. So we fill it with impulse buying, shoes, cars, electronics, computers, drugs, alcohol, food, whatever it is. She's just trying to stuff the same hole with the same old phallus that ain't really getting nobody off.
That ain't hard, right? You're just trying to stuff the dick in the butthole when it's soft, and you can't do that.
Can't do that with a plastic dick.
I think she needs a drug habit. Because, you know,
that would help.
She's buying all this food. She's not eating it. It's just going to waste.
Yeah,
if you get
weed.
Just buy drugs, you'll get high, and then you'll eat the food that you bought. Right. Problem solved.
Yeah. I would have to say that the drug of choice for her would be a combo between methamphetamines and LSD.
But the methamphetamines would make her lose more weight.
Yes, and that's right. But the LSD would also open up her life to a more colorful, imaginative, and wonderful way of living in which she, with her limited, non-high school educated imagination,
fuck
does not
it.
Have
she
a
just
way.
Do them all. That's what I do. There's
not,
too many to choose from.
Exactly.
Exactly. Wow.
It's hard just to choose one.
Nice. All right. Well, I think she watches too much TV, and she can't turn off that thing that says, buy this, buy that, you need this, you need that. She can't help it.
Are you talking about that guy that sells shit?
Yeah, that dude.
The guy that yells with the blue shirt?
Oh.
Yeah.
No one in particular. I'm just saying, you sit and watch 2 hours of fucking talk shows or soaps, you're going to watch about an hour of that is advertising. And she just, her brain can't block it out anymore, and she just buys it. I don't know why she's zooming in on food, but yeah, you're a lost cause,
okay,
Debbie.
Okay, so my advice, Debbie, is pay your fucking bills. You know, get a hobby or a boyfriend or a drug or just something.
Something other than food.
Yes, something other than food that you don't even eat.
Right.
Because you're a bitch.
Right.
It's plain and simple.
Or at least do the drugs so you will eat it.
Yeah, or that.
Bitch.
Bitch. All right. Next question. Danelle, or Danelle? Danelle?
Is that Danielle, perhaps?
D-A-N-E-L-L?
That's Danielle.
D-A-N-E-L-L.
Mother was not high school educated.
All right. Danielle Hunter. I am a divorced mother of a 3-year-old son. He spends every other weekend with his father and goes to daycare during the day while I work. Last week, he started peeing on things, including a child in the same daycare.
Wonderful.
A pillow at home, on his cousin's shoe, and again today on the wall at the daycare. I have tried spanking, time out, taking away favorite toys and privileges, and just talking with him. Nothing has helped. I'm at my wit's end. What can I do?
Punch him in the balls.
Is he black? Because I think we have another R. Kelly on the way.
Holy shit.
Oh.
Oh. Are we scorekeeping on Dr. Phil's?
I think that
might
was,
as well.
Hey, that was good in any situation.
I don't care who you are. I don't care
don't,
what color you are. That's funny.
It don't matter what the situation is. If you bust out with, isn't he black? Because R. Kelly, you've got gold,
well,
son.
When you're talking about peeing on things.
Especially.
Yeah, R. Kelly always comes up in
so
the conversation.
So I think maybe this is a deep-seated, oppressed feeling that perhaps the child was peed on himself, and now he's taking that out by peeing on others.
You shouldn't have fucked your crack-dealing boyfriend in front of your son when he was 3 months old.
Right. Actually, what would have solved this whole problem? An abortion.
Well, that solves all problems.
That's true.
Well,
that's
all
true.
Problems children-related.
Which is most problems.
So do you have any other advice for this
one? I don't know, lady. Next time he pees on something, slap his nuts.
So what
just
I would
slap
do,
him.
Rub his face in it, spank his butt,
tell
and say
no.
Roll up a newspaper.
You know, she says she's tried spanking, but I'm just not sure she's doing it right.
She's not doing it hard enough.
She's not doing it right, period. You just need to lay into that kid like you were fucking hungry as hell and at a KFC buffet. You just need to lay into it, get it done. Beat the fuck out of him, her, whatever.
And rub his face in it.
And Yes.
You know what would stop him from doing that? Piss on him back. See,
or
you don't like that, do you?
Or that's good. Or
true.
You can just.
That's what Jesus would do.
Yeah, that's, I sure hope he'd do.
Do
that.
Unto others.
That's what
that's
I do.
Right.
Does that make me Jesus?
Maybe.
No, you're not ripped like Jesus was.
Yeah, Jesus was pretty ripped.
He had a six pack.
Yes, he did. A six pack of
Son
hiney.
Of God.
So, or I would just stop giving the kid liquids altogether, and
yeah,
eventually he would just not be able to piss anymore.
Yes, because he'd be dead.
Well, or
well,
that
solves the problem, too.
Problem solved.
Put him up for adoption.
We are just
there
helping people left and right.
Changing today. Lives one at a time, my friend.
All right. This next one comes to us from Mildred. Mildred writes, Dear Dr. Phil.
Hello, Mildred.
My life is a long story.
I love you.
I have a daughter who is 19, Lyssa. Hi, Lyssa.
Hello. Hello, Lyssa.
It's a lady.
How you doing?
She and her father never, never get along. They continually fight and pick at each other. She feels that dad doesn't love her, and he is her real dad. He constantly tries to downgrade her, and I feel he is jealous of her. He did not have a good childhood at all, and I try to give my children love and all the pleasures that I can. He tells me it's a child and that everything is my fault. Oh, he tells me it's because I treat her as a child and that everything is my fault. He wants her to move out, and I told him if she goes, I go. She is going to college and working, and I feel this is her home as long as she needs it. Am I wrong? Please help, Mildred. So, Dad picking on the 19-year-old here. What do you think of that?
Well, I think he's trying.
To do what?
To raise her.
Really?
Yes, but he is jealous. I'd have to agree with this lady. You sound like a very nice lady there,
Mildred.
Mildew. Now, listen, Mildew. The thing I want to talk about here is, you know, she's getting old. Yes, she's out in the real world working at college, doing this, and that. What you need to do is tell her to find the nicest looking, richest guy in her school and get fucking knocked up, bitch. Keep that nigga.
That's right.
Get him
that'll
hooked on
keep
a chain.
A nigga baby.
Your dad will be proud when he knows you're in the kitchen cooking and raising babies where you belong, not at college and working and living at your mom and dad's house.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? When, I mean, she's working, she's going to college. What's she think? She's going to grow up to be president or something?
We gave women the right to vote. I mean, we fucked up there. You know?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's where it all went wrong.
I know, and now look, Bush is in office and shit is in recession. A depression approaches.
It's the end of the world.
Yes.
Apocalypse 2012.
High five, ladies. Way to go. Way to bring it
down. Awesome.
Hillary's only going to make it worse.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
Actually, I hope she's president.
Oh, I fucking hope so. Because I read about that shit in Nostradamus' book.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as the woman becomes president, it is on like Donkey Kong.
Shit hits the fan.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The menstrual cycle hits the fan.
Ooh, bloody shit. So, last question here comes from Lewis. Dear Dr. Phil, I have been asked to take a 12-year-old girl with bipolar disorder into my home.
Kill it.
Can I get a ding for that? All right. I have a 12-year-old daughter. The child with bipolar disorder, I've been told, has made plans to kill her siblings at home.
Wow.
What I'm asking is, do you think it would put my own child in danger? I don't know much about this disorder, but I am willing to learn. Can you recommend books or websites for me to check out? Thanks, Lewis.
Well, Lewis, your first question, the answer would be no. Your child will not be in any direct danger. Only the danger that, you know, if they were doing their homework and had a typo, they would not be able to white it out because the white out would be gone.
Right.
Where it would be, well, that's a pretty no-brainer to those of you that know what emos are.
Those of you in the know.
Yes.
Not emo, bipolar, dude.
Oh, bipolar. I'm sorry. I thought they were the same thing.
No, my mistake.
No.
Bipolar is almost like a split personality of types.
Bipolar gives you a reason to be suicidal.
It's severe up and down.
Bipolar also gives you a good out on the whole serial killer
that's
thing.
Right.
Right.
Yep. I'm bipolar. It wasn't my fault. Satan made me do
well,
it.
Remember that one.
I don't know. I would suggest supplying this child with a steady amount of marijuana once they move into your home.
That's all I can say. I would suggest, how about this? How about, adult, you quit worrying about other people's fucking kids and take the time and focus on your own fucking kid. How's that?
Amen.
Yeah, amen?
Idea.
Yeah? All right.
For or against parents raising their children?
Fucking, if they're going to raise them right.
How about this?
Do for it.
The family that adopts this bipolar person, how about it be a family who doesn't have any kids?
That's a good idea. Because
then you don't have to worry about any of that.
Exactly. And then they'll be like, wow, are all kids like this or what the fuck? All right. Well, that about wraps it up for the old Ask Dr. Phil, F-I-L-L thing.
You're welcome, all right, by the way, America.
I feel good. I feel like we really helped some people out tonight. So, yeah, you ready to do some news?
Do some news.
Do some news. We got a party to get to, dudes.
Do some news, dude.
All right. First. Well, I'm just going to start it off here. Cyberbullying victim dies. I did not know that Dahoney really took it this seriously to that she killed herself.
I know, right? I mean,
that's amazing.
I'm glad that we were able to do that for you.
Yeah, right. Mr. Dahoney, you're welcome. Let's see. A devout Christian who was a, quote, bright and promising
that prayer. Can't be Dahoney then.
No, right?
That's a totally different person.
Student killed herself after becoming a victim of cyberbullying.
Oh, wait. Christian who was bright and promising? That's an oxymoron.
That
I'm
is
afraid.
Completely. Stephanie Burlingham, 14, was called a boff. Brainy
what?
Student.
What's a boff?
A brainy student.
Oh, okay.
By classmates who teased and spat at her after discovering she was in counseling. So,
that's,
wow.
Wow, okay.
A brainy student. So these kids were making fun of her because she was smart. And then in turn, she went and showed them how smart she was by killing herself.
Yeah, that's so intelligent.
That works.
Future of
What's
America.
What's that have to do with the internet?
And a Christian, though? I thought you guys weren't allowed to kill yourselves. That's like the most unforgivable.
Well, I guess she's going
to hell, then. We're not, but we're very sensitive people.
Oh, okay. I get it. The schoolgirl was found hanging from the loft ladder by her brother, then dad, when they returned home. The inquest heard when her brother, Chris, found his sister. He shouted, quote, Dad, there's a dummy hanging from the loft upstairs.
He just called his sister
wow.
a dummy.
Way to be sympathetic, Chris. In a statement, Dad Michael said, quote, She was hanging from the loft ladder by a belt. There was nothing that could be done to save her. Because you couldn't have, you know, maybe had been a parent and been there for her and maybe seen it coming.
Right. Not oh. even Jesus Christ himself could have saved her.
No, and he couldn't have because she was a Christian. She and if Jesus Christ himself would have saved anybody, it would have been this Christian girl.
Yeah.
Because she was bright and promising. In a, the inquest at Leeds Coroner's Court, West Yorkshire, heard how Stephanie was in counseling after trying to cut herself and began dressing like a god.
That's awesome.
Wow. Way to go, God.
That's what happens when you teach people the world is a very beautiful, shining place. Then they find out for themselves that, you know, the first lesson they should have learned is the world is a very cruel, unfair place.
Exactly.
You know what I noticed? Some of these, like, religious people are some of the most fucked up, too.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, because they're so much
Do you
more
think
extreme.
It's because they're so fucking diluted with all this religious bullshit yeah. that they just, when something out of the ordinary happens that, by their way of thinking, should never be able to happen because why would God allow it, then their head just fucking explodes.
Well,
they don't
I've
know
been,
how to handle
I've
it.
I've been noticing that a lot of these emo kids lately are Christian and stuff like that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Most of them are.
That's awesome.
It's weird.
She was bullied by texts and the MSN Messenger website on her home computer.
Way to go, Microsoft.
Wow. I smell a lawsuit.
Yes.
Stephanie's mom, Jean, found a suicide note in a bin 18 months before her daughter's death, claiming she wanted to throw herself off the roof of their house.
That would have been funny.
So, remember when I said, hey, be a parent and maybe see it coming? Her mom found the fucking suicide note 2 months before?
Seriously?
18 months before.
And did nothing.
A whole year and a half almost, and you did nothing.
Well, they put her in counseling.
Oh,
oh yeah.
And that seemed to help.
Yeah.
Right?
That's going to solve the fucking problem.
She added, quote, She told us she had been cutting herself. She said it was because of bullying at school, and that's why she was doing it. She said she didn't feel she could go to anyone about it. Because, you know, you can't talk to God about this stuff because, you know, he doesn't exist.
No.
Right? Right,
and,
Christians?
And if you did Good. Talk to him about it, he'd just send you the hell anyway.
Right, or you just would be talking to yourself because no one's there.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys. Let's see. Quote, they used to call her a boff and she hated it. You're smart. Ah, don't call me smart. Nah, slice wrist. Fucking people. Quote, I saw some of the texts that some girls at her school had been sending to her, and they spread rumors about her on MSN. Again, because the internet is really what matters
right.
here, not
it's
your real
It's the internet's
life.
Fault.
Yes, yes.
Right. So we can sue Microsoft and yes. the internet while we're at it.
Mm-hmm. Al Gore, we're coming for you, buddy.
Wow. Quote, there was a time when she rang me at home in tears because she had just been spat on the school bus. Quote, she told me a young man in her class grabbed a ruler and started pretending to cut his wrist with it.
That's pretty funny.
He shouted to the class, let's all be like Stephanie. Wow.
Yes.
That's like a kid finding out that one of the girls in his class is bulimic and yeah. then like going around sticking his finger down his throat and being like, oh, let's all throw up like Stephanie. Blah. Kids are so mean.
What
an
idiot.
I love it, dude. Holy shit. Yes. It almost makes me wish I was a kid again, just so I can sit and soak all those evils they secrete.
I wish yeah. I was in high school again,
well,
so
didn't
I could
you soak
really
those?
Laugh at everything that
I
goes
thought you were
going to
say get a date.
Well, that too, Matt. Nice. Thank you. I'm cutting myself.
Were you I this know. Big of an asshole in high school as you are now?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to say
maybe.
No.
No? Was no. I? You didn't know me in high school. I don't
no.
think I, well,
but I know your type, Sonny.
Everyone that knew me in high school is now either dead or has a kid or is in jail. So
and that's
yeah.
your
yeah,
type.
So much for that.
Well, you seems sound like the successful one.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. Who's who now, bitch? I can't wait for my reunion.
Mr. Mr. Most Likely to Succeed, who's
that's
pumping
right.
gas and has five kids.
That's right. Not me. Not this guy right here.
Not oh. least likely to succeed.
That's right.
Who's still alive, thank you very much.
With no kids, thank you very much.
On you the don't drink.
Yeah, that's why I don't have kids.
You don't have sex.
Well, that I have lots of sex.
With yourself?
And doesn't count, buddy.
Oh, okay, guys. Wow. I'm going to cry now because you guys said that on the internet.
Yeah, don't kill yourself.
I might.
Don't. Please don't.
I'll write a suicide note and then next year I'll do it.
Because yeah. I'll think it's a
because
dummy
we're
if
bullying
I find you.
Right.
You
guys are bullying
you.
Me. Yeah. On the day the teenager died, on February 2nd last year, Stephanie's boyfriend, Anthony, walked her to the bus stop after school to catch the bus home. He was the last person to see her alive. Her mom told the coroner Stephanie attended therapy sessions at a child and adolescent mental health service 5 times after being referred by her GP, whatever the fuck that is. She said the school failed to keep records of all the bullying incidents and should have prescribed antidepressants, but suggested listening to whale music instead.
Yes.
So the whale music probably just made her even more fucking depressed, and that's what did it. So on top of Microsoft and the internet, we could probably go ahead and sue the school.
And the whales.
And the whales.
Fucking
yes.
Whales.
The counselor who treated Stephanie for her final 3 therapy sessions before her death denied suggesting the technique. The inquest continues. Bum, bum, bum. So, 14-year-old girls killing themselves because people pick on her and send her nasty text messages and internet stuff.
I'm for it, because obviously if she killed herself over that, she's not worthy
That's
of
right.
living
hey,
anyway.
That's right. Hey, if you can't take the heat, get off the internet.
Right.
I'm going to have to disagree and say that I'm against it, because those sound exactly like the kind of women that I try to pick up on a Friday night.
Yes.
Yeah, and then if they're all killing themselves, who are you going to have sex with?
Exactly.
And when they're that bad, they're pretty easy to get into bed because you just have to play to their vulnerable most
You just
right.
have
side.
To be nice and open a door
they,
for
they
them.
Have
enough
no
said.
Worth.
Enough maybe, said.
Maybe pick up the tab and, yep. on dinner. And
you know, buy them a couple slices of pizza. You
give
know,
them something. A ride home even. Yeah. There you go.
Drug them.
All right, next story. What do you got there, Sean? Shauna.
Oh, let's see here. Teen arrested over video posing senile grandma as a gangsta. Lake
West
Worth,
Side?
That's right. Lake Worth, Florida.
It's more like West Side.
West Side of the nursing home, bitches.
Oh, God.
A Florida
West Wing of the nursing home represents.
Did you just say Florida?
Yes.
This comes from our most fucked up state.
Our most senile state.
A teen taking video of his grandma.
Being a gangster.
Nice.
Yes.
Florida. Nice.
So, here we go. A Florida teenager faces a charge of elder abuse, alleging he made his senile grandmother wear a black mask and hold a handgun for a video he made. Police in Lake Worth, Florida say the 85-year-old woman is seen and heard on the video threatening to shoot, quote, all the pigs, unquote.
So, she had a gun, But he is getting in trouble for abuse. Because
he gave
abuse.
It to her. Because she's old. And she don't know better.
Oh, okay. That's a good excuse.
How can he get blamed for forcing her? She could have just not done it.
Well, she's old. I mean, he could have simply just put the mask on her head and she wouldn't have been able to take it off.
According to this,
but she didn't have to say what,
He could have just said, here, Grandma, wear this mask, hold this gun, and say, I'm going to shoot all the pigs. And it's not her fault she did it.
No, not at all. She's old.
Right, because, if I say I'm going to shoot all the pigs with a gun, it's not my fault either.
No, not if I tell you to do it.
No,
you're old.
No, then it's
I'm
your
not
fault.
Responsible.
That's right. Authorities say 18-year-old Michael Alfinez was arrested Monday and charged with abusing an elderly person, discharging a firearm in public, and improper exhibition of a dangerous weapon. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Detective seized the video during a traffic stop in January.
God, I hope it's up on YouTube.
It will be soon.
I'm sure.
The teen's mother says it's all just a misunderstanding.
Right, because it's her mom, right? The
That's
teen's
right.
mother.
And
so.
she knows that her mom goes around waving guns and saying, I'm going to shoot all pigs all the time.
Yeah, you don't know this, Grandma.
Yeah, she's
you don't.
She
like
could
that.
Be an OG. That was probably
Florida.
Her gun and her fucking ski mask. Right?
She is an old GG.
That's right,
that's
an OG.
Show.
For show.
She lives in Florida. She must be old.
So, gangbanging grannies, not... having a bunch of your friends have sex with a granny, but gangbang. Fuck it. Yes.
I am so for...
Okay. I'm for it.
I am for gangbanging grannies.
Yes, I, too, am for gangbanging grannies.
I bet.
What do you got for us?
I got the Adolf Hitler doll, which comes with a change of clothes and a spare head with a kind face.
You have one?
Yes, a kind face.
Yeah, because Hitler was a kind man.
He was a nice guy.
Right.
Well, he saw what Jews were going to turn into, and he tried to do something about
it. A true servant of the public.
I know. And now look.
We're the assholes.
We're all
kicking. Look at Hollywood.
We're kicking ourselves in the asses going, fuck us. We should have just let him.
I guess, but, our sitcoms wouldn't be near as funny.
Well, yeah.
Who watches sitcoms anyway?
Well, Good point.
I mean,
touché. Touché. Yeah,
we never would have had the Mel Brooks movie Blazing Saddles.
And that was funny.
That's a good
have
one.
You guys seen that?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen it. And
it is fucking hilarious,
I was listening
my
to Keith and the Girl the other day, and Keith said he had never seen that movie either. And, all his friends, they actually sat down and watched it. Uh-huh. And he said it was a very, very funny fucking
Pretty
movie.
Pretty much all
he doesn't
Mel Brooks
like old
movies
movie.
Are hilarious.
Spaceballs.
Well, yeah,
Enough
I like
said.
That. But I've just
Robin
never
Hood
seen
Men
it. Tights. So
that's a funny one.
There you go.
Maybe I'll have to watch it now.
All right, what do you got for us, Braden?
An Action Man style doll of Nazi leader Adolf Hitler has gone on sale in the Ukraine, with saleswoman comparing the doll to Barbie.
Mm. Wow.
He is as big as Barbie.
Well, I could see Barbie, blonde hair, blue eyes. She wouldn't have been tossed
in
the
oven. Well, Hitler
would
have fucked her, I'm sure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hitler used to collect Barbies,
as it were.
Supermarkets in the capital of Kyiv are stocking the 40-centimeter-high figure of the furrier, complete with jack boots, leather trench coat, and swastika armband.
Nice. Real action fucking closing the oven door and opening it.
Sieg Heil.
It comes with six little Jew-looking figures. You can stand one in front of the other, and then a little gun Hitler holds that shoots the first
A little
three.
Oven you can put them in.
Oh, God. Please. I hope we have lots of Jew listeners.
I sure. We probably don't have any.
Yeah, not anymore.
No, Jews don't use the internet, dumbass.
Yeah, Jews don't know what the internet thinking? Is.
It's for white people only. Oh, I'm sorry, and Asians.
And Asians.
And Asians.
Sorry. Very much so for Asians.
Yes.
Actually, Asians helped Al Gore create the internet.
That's right.
Word on the street.
Asian pixies.
Wow.
Yes. Continue.
The 100-pound figure has a spare head with a kind expression on it.
By 100 pounds?
100 pounds as in the currency.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Glasses and several changes of clothes.
Wow, they went all out with this shit.
Yeah. Well, if it costs 100 pounds, it better come with all that shit.
So, do you think on the other side of this, they're going to make an Anne Frank doll with a little diary and a little attic playhouse
oh, God,
she can
I
live
hope
in?
So.
Oh, my God.
Or what's that one?
That's our idea.
That's just saying. That's marketable.
And then
Matt.
They can have fights. You can fight them against
Right. Yes. You can have the little Hitler doll try and find the little Anne Frank doll. It'll right. just be an endless game of hide and seek.
Now we just need Osama bin Laden dolls and George W. Bush dolls.
Oh, man.
Have the whole family.
God, it would be great to be a kid.
It would be great. I'd play with that shit now.
I'm Moments kidding. In history recreated by plastic dolls.
I know. I love it. It's the best way to learn.
It is.
It is. It comes in a presentation box with the dates of Hitler's birth and death on it.
We should try and find one of these on eBay.
Should we?
Yeah.
And buy one?
And then send it to some Jews. Happy Hanukkah. We can get seven of them, one for each day.
I don't know if I want to spend that much money on Hitler.
Yeah, or Jews.
Yeah. Especially the Jews part. The Hitler part, I wouldn't feel so bad.
Good to know there's a Hitler doll out there.
Yeah, definitely.
That makes me feel better.
Anything else worth a...
I don't know. It kind of
It just kind of describes
on.
The doll.
Yeah.
Is anyone pissed off about the doll besides the Jews?
Probably not.
All right.
You know, because a lot of other countries, they say that that doll is actually a conspiracy.
It doesn't exist.
Yes, just like the Holocaust.
Right.
It never happened.
It's like our nation's morale.
They never made the doll.
Critics believe a cult of Hitler could spring up among disaffected youth too young to remember the ravages Nazism wreaked on the country.
Well, if you don't remember the past, you're doomed to repeat it, right?
That's
so
true,
this
huh?
is the best way.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if you're trying to sell a Hitler action figure, you're probably targeting a consumer base that is mainly made up of fucked up individuals.
KKK members.
Yeah.
And us.
Right.
Because, you know, we'd buy that.
Yeah. Well, this will be the premier present for, like, any Alabaman fucking Arkansas white KKK supremacist.
I hear George Bush has the whole set.
Yes. Oh, God. Is that it?
That is it.
All right. My story. Satan. Driver cleared over crash. A woman who told police Satan was driving her car after she killed a mother and daughter has been cleared of causing death by dangerous driving. Wow.
I'm way too stoned to drive to the devil's house.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Jane Malkin, 51, and Nicole Townsend, 24, were hit by the car when it mounted the pavement in Saffron Lane in January last year. The jury at Lancaster Crown Court cleared Gemma Montanaro, 41, by reason of insanity. So this lady...
Satanity?
Satanity? Oh, oh, good for you. Nice. So this lady got in her car, was driving down the street, and ran onto the fucking sidewalk, mounted the pavement, and killed two people. She blamed it on Satan.
Yes.
Well, how many people get to get killed by Satan?
No, wait.
That's pretty sweet.
A lot, apparently.
She blamed it on Satan, and the court cleared her by reason of insanity.
Well, because she thought she was possessed by Satan.
But I'm glad you said that, because if you believe in God, you have to believe in Satan. You cannot
right.
have God without Satan. Good and evil.
Well,
if there was no evil,
hell,
there
know.
Is no good. So if you believe in that shit, then common sense would say that this is true. She very well could have been possessed by Satan and did that.
Well, luckily they had a little more reason.
Well, so this right here disproves that. By a court in fucking Britain here, they're saying that you're insane because you think Satan did this.
I bet you if this happened in the U.S., they would have actually thought Satan possessed her.
You think so?
I think so.
That's fucked up. I can just go and kill people and say Satan made me do it and everything is cool?
I sure hope so.
I mean,
so.
Really?
Because if I ever kill someone, that's probably the defense.
Is that where we're at in society?
Only as long as he really did.
Dude, look at all the other shit going on in society. This is like the least of our problems.
This is like some shit you would get away with in the Dark Ages when they were burning witches because of magic. I mean, is that really where our society is, belief-wise?
Well, I would...
Really?
Our society doesn't know where we're at.
Satan made you do this. Really?
I would guess if you fucked up really bad and crashed a car and killed two people and said, yes, Satan did it, if that was your best defense, they would probably have to think you were pretty fucking crazy.
But in religious beliefs, that's all right.
People get possessed.
Well, not exactly.
According to them.
See, it's just like, God doesn't make people go to church and pray and be nice. It's
no.
a choice.
Right.
Just like Satan doesn't have the power to make you do anything that you don't want to do.
Then what's all that stuff with people getting possessed? Because that's a you know, supposedly
that's
happened.
That's not Satan, that's a demon.
Oh, that's a demon.
Right.
Well, it's Satan or a demon. It's hard to say.
Well, you can't, what I'm just saying is you can't pick and choose. If you're going to say religion is real, Christianity is real, then you have to accept both sides
it
of it.
Depends
well,
it's on called, you're it's
called,
asking,
it's called separation of church and state, Matt.
Well, this has nothing to do... Well, oh, because the state said that she's insane.
Yes.
So
well, and
she
it,
got
it
out.
Probably depends on the judge's beliefs.
Oh, she didn't get
okay,
off.
So, okay, then
she'll
with that...
Be, she'll be in a mental institution or something.
Well, that's fine. With that line of thinking, then, should she have been given a license in the first place if she's insane? Should crazy people be driving?
Well, driver's no, licenses don't test your sanity.
Yeah,
just
they
test
obviously
your
didn't know
driving
how sane
abilities.
She was.
So you're saying when she was taking her driving test, Satan wasn't there, and she drove just
well,
fine, and everything was
she
fine.
She got her license, right?
Apparently. That just seems really fucked up to me.
It is fucked up. And that's why it seems that way.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad it's not just me then. The Vauxhall Astra turned over in the collision, but the defendant climbed out of the vehicle and ran from the scene, the jury heard.
Satan made her do that.
Right. Satan's like, now would be a good time to run.
Satan wears Nike running shoes, apparently.
Right. Satan gave her a pair. Yeah. She's like, why are you giving me running shoes? He's like, oh, you'll know when the time comes.
You're going to need them, trust me.
Right. Let's see. Arrested a short time later, police officer asked her if she was the driver of the car involved in the crash. The defendant replied, yeah, sort of. She told... sort of. I was working the pedals, Satan, he was steering.
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking... oh, my God. She told investigators, somebody had their foot on my foot and their hand on my hand. It wasn't me driving, it was Satan. A child was also slightly injured, and a second child and a woman escaped unhurt during the incident.
Well, then who cares about them? Why do you even mention?
Well, just to say, hey, Satan wanted those two people dead, but these two were okay. They were good to
they
go.
They were worthy of living.
Right. The jury took just 15 minutes to deliver its verdict after hearing claims she was insane at the time of the crash. She wasn't insane, though. She was possessed by the devil, which is very real.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look at all these churches around. That many people can't be wrong. Religion must be real.
Yeah, but religion doesn't mix with state, you know? It's separation
of
church
does.
And state.
It does
yeah,
when you're driving a car
it.
And Satan says, I want you to kill people, and then Satan puts his hand on yours and his feet on your feet.
Okay,
and
do you say there's separation between church and state, but how come you have to swear to God that you're going to tell the truth before you go into court? There's no separation
of church
and state.
And why is God we trust?
Well,
everyone.
It's whatever God you want.
Oh, okay. It's capital G.
But what if you don't believe in God?
Well, then I guess your word is no good.
Then you're going to hell if you don't believe
in
that.
But then that just proves even further that there's no separation between church and state.
Well, damn it, let's do something about it. Oh, wait, we are. Never mind.
We're sitting here talking shit about it. That'll get some shit done.
Yes.
In a police interview, she claimed she had been in the grip of schizophrenia when her car hit the pavement and killed the two women instantly. Home treatment staff based in the Leicester Royal Infirmary released Miss Montero when she sought their help the day before the collision, despite the concerns of psychiatrists, the court
heard. They're not saying that Satan is real or not. They're just saying that she's a schizophrenic and she's blaming her schizophrenia on Satan, probably.
Okay, so
something
in that
like
line
that.
Of thinking, then, aren't all mental diseases from Satan?
Well, no.
Isn't
it's
that
just...
Satan fucking with your mind and
well,
making you crazy?
Let's put it this way. According to this lady, they are, but she's crazy, so let's not fucking believe her.
Yeah,
Sounds good. She's
schizophrenic, so she's just, you know, saying Satan doesn't really mean anything coming from someone who's
schizophrenic.
It don't
mean shit to nobody.
If she's schizophrenic, then why did these people release her? They said she was fine and let her go.
What do you mean?
I guess they scared the devil out of her, man.
Home treatment staff released her when she sought their help the day before the collision, despite the concerns of psychiatrists. They let her go.
Oh,
no, people were like, this bitch is nuts.
Right.
You know why? Somebody was high and they didn't do their job.
Nice.
Either that or she was just wanted to get the fuck out of there and she convinced him that she was okay.
Or they got tired of listening to her go on and
maybe
on
that
about
was,
Satan.
Maybe
said,
that was Satan. Maybe Satan said, hey, let this woman go. And they're like, I will let this woman go.
See, now, you're,
Satan,
now you're thinking
see,
like a Christian.
This is
man.
What happened. Satan took control of her body then and made it seem like she was normal so she could get out of there.
Ah,
and
then
so that way he could go kill
some people.
When
Satan got her, where don't you think if Satan wanted to kill some people, he would just kill some people? He wouldn't go through the whole hullabaloo of possessing a body, getting that person in the right
Well, hey, you don't know how that shit works. You might have to do that.
Both sides of the conflict do their workings through man. God and Satan alike. They use man to do their bidding.
I see. That makes a lot more sense.
God uses people to help people. The devil uses people
God,
to
God, what a great way
people.
To take the blame off of you. Huh?
I know. What a great thing, religion.
It's like it was good because of
you
God.
You guys,
it was
you're missing
the
whole
the
point
devil.
About religion. It's all about free choice.
But it doesn't work.
We
like
don't
that.
Have to do anything, whether the devil or God tells us to. It's
we
about
just have
free
to believe.
Choice.
Well, that's good.
You cannot blame God or the devil for your actions any more than you can blame the fucking anybody.
But she did blame.
And that's she why did, she's fucking crazy.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense then. Given evidence, psychiatrist Dr. Susan Smith said, quote, I would say she was severely unwell because she was so out of touch with reality, she was unable to converse with people. But she can still drive, so that's fine. My opinion was that she should have been admitted to the hospital, she said.
She should have been admitted to the morgue.
Yeah, well, yeah. She's going to be admitted to the fucking psych ward on some lockdown, fucking inject you with some sleepy sleep drugs.
Her and Satan will have a lot of time to hang out when she's in a padded room.
Right. And then she'll find God in the padded room.
And then it
will
be all good.
Nice.
Yes.
So what do you got for us here for episode 28 of this motherfucking shit?
If y'all think that's fucked up, listen to this. Lynchings in Congo as penis theft panic hits capital.
Wait, penis theft?
Panic.
Wow. You better fucking put the club on that shit.
You better grab your dick and balls so no one steals it, huh?
I am.
Police in Congo have arrested 13 suspected sorcerers accused of using black magic to steal or shrink men's penises after a wave of panic and attempted lynchings triggered by the alleged witchcraft.
Well, hey, if Satan and God can exist, then so can sorcerers.
And black magic.
And Easter Bunny.
And dragons.
And
Santa
techno.
Claus. And fucking girls that aren't whores.
Exactly. Yeah, because we know that's a fairy tale.
Right.
Reports of so-called penis snatching are not uncommon in West Africa, where belief in traditional religions and witchcraft remains widespread and where ritual killings to obtain blood or body parts still occur.
I wonder why that is.
Because it's West Africa.
Country. Right.
It's crazy that there's still places
they don't have
so out of touch with the rest of the world. Like,
oh, yeah, like the aboriginal places in deep outback Australia.
They're just as developed as they were hundreds of years ago.
I mean, could you imagine not knowing what the fuck the internet is?
I know. What a horrible life that would be.
The jam hole? A podcast? What is that?
Not knowing what the jam hole is.
Dude, you don't know what McDonald's is, nigga?
Oh, well, that wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, I don't eat there anyway, really.
So, purported victims, 14 of whom were also detained by police, claim that sorcerers simply touched them to make their genitals shrink or disappear in what some residents said was an attempt to extort cash with the promise of a cure.
So this is like that whole when you're a little kid thing and your mom comes up to you and is like, I got your nose, but like on a whole nother level. So you're going to steal this person's cock.
Matt.
And then you're going to give it back to them if they pay.
Maybe
that.
Everyone over there just has a really tiny dick, so
they
got to blame it on someone
West
else.
West Africa. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Isn't that where the West Nile virus came from?
I guess so.
All right.
West of the Nile.
Just saying.
Isn't that where all the niggers came from?
Wow. Thanks to the Dutch.
You get a point to that. Hey, who? I forget who said it, but it was someone's joke that it was like if... You're lucky that we brought you guys over here
otherwise, you'd still be living in that
exactly.
Shithole.
I forget who the fuck said that.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
You know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
A little appreciation, maybe?
I mean, okay, you had to be a slave for a while, but you
wasn't
know.
It worth it?
Yeah, at least
it was
you're
so
not in Africa
it.
Anymore.
I mean, if life's good all the time, then it's just, it won't seem that good. You gotta you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have.
The sweet and the sour,
the facts
Matt.
Of life.
Well, the sweet and the sour.
And niggers today can't bitch, because none of them had to experience it.
That's true. Now, granted, we're talking about niggers, not black people.
No.
There's a difference, like Chris Rock said. I hate niggers, but I can handle a black person. Okay, just wanted to make that clear.
Coming from a black person himself.
That's right. We don't hate all black people, just the niggers.
Just the niggers.
Right. And it's okay, because a black person said it was.
That's right.
Right.
All
right.
And that is okay.
Yes.
We're just quoting Chris Rock.
It's okay with
me.
Police arrested the accused sorcerers and their victims in an effort to avoid the sort of bloodshed seen in Ghana a decade ago when 12 suspected penis snatchers were beaten to death by angry mobs.
So did these guys, like, actually take the time to, like, pull their pants down and be like, yep, his dick's gone?
Well, actually, I guess they did.
Maybe they were, like, just guys that were caught up in bad relationships, and it was, like, a joke, like, oh, she's got his balls, and it just turned into this whole, holy shit, she really does have his balls.
So they killed the bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, fucking A.
Problem solved.
Yeah, quit taking our balls, women.
Well, let's see. Going on is like
you're
saying.
Hey, that shit even happens here. It's not black
magic.
That
shit happens everywhere.
It's called getting pussy.
They're black, so it's black magic because it's happening.
That's right. It's called you got hooked up with a succubus.
Black,
that's
right. Black also meaning bad or evil.
Right. Yes. The absence of light and or goodness.
Goodness, yep.
Cue the Hitler doll.
I'm tempted to say it's one huge joke. Kinshasa's police chief Jean Dununo Aliko told Reuters on Tuesday. But when you try to tell the victim that their penises are still there, they tell you that it's because it's become tiny, or that they've become impotent.
Hey, your penis was tiny before. Relax, guys.
Yeah, right. They need like the before and after picture. It's like, dude, it's still the same size.
Yep. Yeah. To that, I tell them, how do you know if you haven't gone home and tried it, said this police chief. Wow. Some Kinshasa's residents accuse a separatist select from a nearby Bassa Congo province of being behind the witchcraft in revenge for a recent government crackdown on its members. It's real.
On its members?
Yes.
Nice.
It's real.
Holy shit.
Just yesterday here, there was a man who was a victim. We saw what was left was tiny, said 29-year-old Elaine Kalalala, who sells phone credits near Kinshasa Police Station.
So can I make one more bad pun about that?
You may.
This group is losing members at an extraordinary rate.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh, God.
You could
go on forever with those rules.
Yes,
you got one?
They're so disturbed by what's happening, they're half the men they used to be.
Oh.
Oh, my
fuck. All right, what do you got there? Let's finish this shit up. This is
going
to be a good one. I can feel it.
Yeah, I can feel it. Girl's suicide leaves dozens ill from fumes. Tokyo, Japan. A 14-year-old Japanese girl killed herself by mixing laundry detergent with cleanser, releasing fumes that also sickened 90 people in her apartment house, police said.
Nice. Now, props to that lady.
Yeah.
Not only did she kill herself, but in the process, she made like 90 people she lived with that were probably all fucking assholes, sick as fuck.
Well, that's how, if you're going to do stuff like that, you got to take someone out with you.
You might as well.
Go out with a bang. Make an impact. Be remembered for something, Fume Girl. We salute you, Fume Girl.
That's right. We at the Jam Hole salute you.
Yes.
Original suicide. We love it.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone kill themselves that way.
No.
Especially, that just goes to show you
creative.
That kids in Japan, little Chinese kids, are fucking smart.
Yeah,
this girl
at
14, was 14.
She figured that shit out.
That's
pretty good.
That's making use of the internet.
Yeah, see, why can't... You'll never hear someone
she wasn't
kill themselves
She wasn't
here like
going
that.
Around on forums fucking bitching and complaining. She looked up alt.suicide.
She wasn't slitting her wrists or anything.
Exactly. This wasn't a cry for help. She was in it to win it.
Right. She took action.
That's right.
She wasn't looking for attention. She was looking for a solution, and she found it.
Exactly.
Yep. None of the sickened neighbors in Kanan, southern Japan. Was severely ill, although about 10 were hospitalized, authorities said. The deadly hydrogen sulfide gas escaped from the girl's bedroom window and entered neighboring apartments.
Nice. You know she left that window open. Like,
of course.
This girl deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for her brilliance in the field of suicide.
Yes.
Nobel Suicide Prize.
Very nice. Ooh. Very nice.
The girl's suicide Wednesday night was part of an expanding string of similar deaths that experts say have been encouraged by internet suicide sites since last summer.
Or maybe because they were getting picked on.
Yeah, it was internet bullying. I think.
Yeah.
31-year-old.
We at the Jam Hole need to put a stop to internet bullying.
Yes.
This has gone on.
The Jam Hole says no.
That's right.
Bullying.
Dude, in one of the schools I deliver to, actually, I think I've noticed it in all the grade schools I deliver to. They're all about this, like, no bullying thing. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently, it's a huge problem.
It is.
There's,
actually,
like, signs everywhere that's, like, a big B, and it's, like, the Ghostbus. It's circled with a cross. Like,
nice.
It's crossed out, like, no bullying. And then there's one that's, like, this picture of a bee, and the bee says no bullying. It's so ridiculous. It's like, really, what are little kids doing to each other?
You know why that is?
Because kids are fucking assholes. Because kids' parents are assholes.
Exactly. Back in the day, all you had to worry about was somebody killing themselves over bullying. Today, you got to worry about them being like, oh, well,
so I
can just
shit
kill
up the whole school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Why kill myself? I'm not the fucking asshole you are.
Yeah,
I'm going to
kill
you.
Kill you, assholes.
Exactly.
Amen.
And you know, if that happened more often, this world would be a little bit of a better place.
Yeah, because that'd be a lot less assholes.
Yeah.
The person doing the killing isn't the asshole.
No. They're doing the killing for a reason.
Right.
Unless, of course, Satan told him to do
well,
it.
Well, yeah.
You know.
That's different, though.
Yeah, that's totally different.
A 31-year-old man outside Tokyo killed himself inside a car early Thursday by mixing detergent and bath salts, police said.
Popular way to go. It must
delicious.
Give, it must give some kind of, like, euphoric something. I mean, people, when they kill themselves, they look for the easiest, most painless way to do it. So
right.
This must be up there.
Yeah.
Or
it's just the fumes,
I mean, it's too late when it starts hurting real bad and then you're dead anyway.
Yeah,
it's probably
so
pretty
matter.
Effective.
I guess
the
no
least.
One's...
Yeah. You're guaranteed to die.
I guess no one's actually taken the time to write their thoughts about how it went because,
right.
You know, they're dead.
You're kind of dead.
If right. they did, they didn't make it very far.
Right, right. They're like, oh, this...
S-U scribble.
Yeah, exactly. Dot, dot.
You're not going to get very far. That's about it.
All right, I'm going to read one more real quick here, and we're going to get the fuck out of here. Just because
party.
This is
woo!
Good. Morristown cop charged with cruelty to animals. Now, keep in mind, this is a respected member of the law enforcement.
Well, our
all
finest.
Of them are, of
course. Oh, yeah.
No, hold on.
I respect every police officer.
Before
every.
You read this story, let me remind you that all over America, people teach their children that cops... are your friends.
That's
and
right.
And they protect you, and they're there to help you.
Not,
not
to hinder.
They're nothing
bad about
cops. You should
not hit the
cops.
Desk anymore.
Hey, no, he's making a point. That's right.
The
cops
respect.
Are there.
And the respect that they deserve.
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to set that up. So people
right.
keep in mind, police are our friends.
That's
right.
That's
what we've been taught since we were children.
And police are good, God-fearing men, usually.
Yes.
They got the fear of God.
They're like
in them.
Angels with little shiny guns and badges.
That's
yeah.
right. Angels with guns. I like that. It's a new song.
Yes.
Right.
Country
down.
Song.
All right. Mount Holly. New charges of sex acts with cows have been brought against a Morristown policeman who last week was charged with sexually assaulting three girls.
That's how great
yes.
our police force is.
Let's hear it for the cops.
Yep. All they right. are the best.
Okay.
Of the best.
So now, if a cop is a pig... is this just animal-on-animal sex if he's fucking a
yeah,
cow?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's a pig and a cow.
Well then those three girls...
Well, three chicks.
Okay,
well,
trouble.
Three
well,
chicks.
That was
having sex with a pig.
That was bestiality.
No,
right.
A pig having sex
I'll
with three chicks. Come on.
Little pig, let me in.
Yes.
And she said, okay.
Okay, because my parents said that cops are good.
Did you bring the Zima?
Wait,
yes.
Three girls, like the three little pigs?
That's what I was getting at.
Nice.
Thank you. Superior Court Judge, let's talk about the cop. Officer Robert Melia Jr., 38, of Morristown, remained in Burlington County Jail on Tuesday with bail of $510,000.
If I was fucking rich, I would just bail these scumbags out.
Even though he's a cop?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a cop anymore, obviously. He's just going to be another douche.
You never know. He could get out and go to the station, and like the guys are all paying him $10. They're like, damn, we didn't think you'd actually do it. Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Superior Court Judge John Almeida raised Malia's bail $10,000 as a result of the addition of four charges of cruelty to animals, which is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. Hey. I wouldn't call it cruelty to animals. Maybe
was it
the
his
animal,
cow?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying maybe the cow had it coming.
Maybe the cow wanted
or,
it.
Maybe the cow had him coming. Oh! Biggity boom! Thank you. I'll be here all night.
No, actually you won't.
No, we'll be up at Sean's house all night.
That's right.
Fucked up.
And hitting on underage women.
That's right. Passing out with our sacks out.
All night.
All night. Kevin Morgan, an assistant county prosecutor, said in court Tuesday that the cruelty charges involve sex acts with cows between the ages of 4 and 7.
What a
cows
chomo.
Between the ages of 4 and 7.
I made
what
that
a
up.
Fucking
between
chomo.
That makes it not only bestiality, but isn't that pedophilia too?
Pet bestiophilia.
Pedobestophilia.
Bestophilia.
Shimon, motherfucker. Pedobestophilia.
Well, I don't get a ding for that.
Boom,
thank
you get two for that.
Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing, Sean.
That was godlike.
Godlike. I've actually been labeled with that before, so it wasn't entirely original.
Nice.
I'll tell you later. There was an owl in
the wall. Did he give a hoot?
Oh, he gave a hoot. He gave more
hooters.
Than one hoot.
I mean the owls. Oh, God.
Are you going to be able to finish?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Sex acts with cows between June and December 06 at an undisclosed location in Southampton. This guy was treating these cows better than some whores get treated. That's pretty sweet.
Well, that's
he took them
whores.
To the Southamptons. He's like, I got this great condo in the Hamptons.
It's going to be an awesome
time. The cows looked at each other and they're like, Melia and his former girlfriend are charged with 3 counts of aggravated sexual assault and 1 count of criminal sexual contact on 3 girls at his home between 03 and 06. The ex-girlfriend, Heather Lewis, 32, of the 200 block of Who Gives a Fuck, remains in jail on $300,000
bail. It doesn't sound like he abused those cows. It sounds like he showed them a pretty good time.
Yeah. But, I mean, if his girlfriend was there, too, fuck, yeah, that was like a threesome.
Right.
That was a orgy pedobestophilia? Or, no? What would you call that?
I guess it would be...
I mean, if three's company, then...
I thought three's
what happens
crowd.
When you add a couple animals to the
I don't know.
You got yourself a hoedown.
You got yourself a farm,
yes,
I guess.
A Montana-style hoedown.
That's yeah! right, folks.
All right. Really, guys. Real. Okay, thank you. That is all the time we have here on episode 28 of The Jam Hole. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, if you guys ever have anything to say about any of the episodes, click on the episode, leave us a comment, or you can always email info@thejamhole.com.
Thejamhole.com
is our website. Subscribe with the iTunes. Dig us on the dig and vote on the podcast alley. MySpace.com/thejamholepodcast is our MySpace. Anything else?
That's it.
Fuck it. Jamming.
Jamming. Through the lies, read the signs, intertwined inside the headlines. You went blind in this era of diversion for the sake of mankind. You gotta through the lies, read the signs, intertwined inside the headlines. In this era of diversion, for the sake of mankind, open your eyes and let go of the hive of worker bees whose purpose seems to be controlled till they die. Never knowing the why, you have a deep down. All they know is it happened at some point. They became another victim of multimedia distraction. Stay rushed, stay ahead of the game. Television and radio wire direct to your brain while your attention is trained to follow with all of the visuals, skull and bone, sleight of hand, political rituals in a system of government where the Republicans take information is integral. The level of lies the media tries to sell us is unequivocal. Habitual tactics meant to distract you away from the issue. Ignore the war, watch Paris wipe her ass with a tissue. That's hot. While you were looking at Anna Nicole, soldiers we love went to war, leaving families at home. As we watched the smoke screen of corporate news shows, freedom died, this song is the bell's death toll. Open your eyes. Through the lies, read the signs, intertwined inside the headlines. Open your eyes. Blind in this era of diversion for the sake of mankind. You gotta open your eyes. Through the lies, read the signs, intertwined inside the headlines. Open your eyes. You ain't blind in this era of diversion for the sake of mankind. Let go of the notions you chose to suppose. Locate your own way to stay in the know. If you don't pay attention, I suggest you listen close, cause most won't get it if I don't spit it slow. Since Hoover and Nixon mixed up the system, we've been on a crash course with collision. No trust in the vision of the country we live in. All praise to the buck hands up for the bid and never take what they give up with a mere face value. Base your info on everything around you. Speak the truth even when everyone doubts you. From me to you, I gotta let it go on out to flag waving nationalists, grass saving naturalists, and tax paying families with kids. Cash craving capitalists. Keep facts fading past the abyss. This cat's past waiting. Pass me a fist. That's what flips a pacifist into a terrorist for certain. Filming massacres and then they air a different version. Beware of false assertions. Prepare for the incursion. Let's tear apart the curtain on this era of diversion. Open your eyes. Through the lies, read the signs, intertwined inside the headlines. Open your eyes. You ain't blind in this era of diversion for the sake of mankind. You gotta open your eyes. Through the lies, read the signs, intertwined inside the headlines. Open your eyes. You ain't blind in this era of diversion for the sake of mankind.